Again, verse 6, 7 days, you shall eat matzah, and the 7 day shall be a moed unto Yah. Matzah bread shall you eat 7 days, and there shall be no hametz, no leavened bread be seen with you, neither shall there be hametz seen in you in all of your quarters. And you shall declare to your sons in that day, saying, this is done because that which Yahweh did to me when I came out of Mizraim. And it shall be for a sign to you and upon your hand, and for a zikron, a memorial between your eyes, that Yahweh's Torah may be in your mouth. For with a strong hand has Yahweh brought you out of Mizraim. Do you hear that? Verse 10. You shall therefore keep this ordinance in a season from year to year. A year doesn't change, does it? So he says from year to year. We must keep it, brothers and sisters, that we're reminded of the strong hand, how he brought us out of Mizraim. We were bound on every kind of thing it's imaginable to the mind. Everything that is wicked and vile had us captivated and bound. And yet Yah brought us He broke the shackles of that. That's what Yahshua did. He broke the shackles. Every kind of unclean spirit, Yah broke the shackles of that from off Israel, that we are free. And we are free indeed. Yahshua has made us free. That's what we must eat. We must eat this matzvah. We must eat the whole stale bread. What Yahshua commands us, we can eat some of it. Hallelujah. We can eat part of it and think we're right. You're wrong, brothers and sisters. We used to sing the song 99.9 is not going to do, and that's the truth. You must eat the whole stale bread because every word of Yah is pure. How can you say you walk in the pure mind of Yahshua when you're doing 1/3 of what he commands us? That's wickedness. That's why you have to search your heart daily for the leaven. It doesn't take much, just a little leaven leaveth the whole lump, doesn't it? You allow a little bit of sin, a little bit of rebellion, a little bit of wickedness, a little bit of hatred, a little bit of hardness in you, you find your whole heart hardened. You'll be hardened against those and hardened against yourself because you won't even repent of your own hardness. You won't even acknowledge your own sin. You don't even realize that you're under such captivity of darkness and hell, and your mind is so twisted and so bent. You won't even realize that. That's what that hardness does. That's what it does, brothers and sisters. It will harden you so you won't even realize you're hardened. That's what leaven does. It'll cause you to rise up so. It'll cause you to rise up. You don't realize you puffed up in your own damnable pride, in your own wickedness, in your own damned self-righteousness. And you don't even have the fruit of Yah that emanate from you. Come on. It's your own self-righteousness. And it's one thing about this generation, the mindset. Everyone think they're being persecuted because they're doing so right. You're a liar. You're not doing right. They're doing me wrong, or they're coming against me, or someone doing me. That's this twisted mindset of this generation. They can't even see their wickedness, their sin. We're not suffering because we're doing right. We're suffering because we're wicked. You're not suffering because you're doing right. We're suffering because we're wicked. We're doing wicked things. Just listen now, a little leaven, right? Leaveth. Just a little small bit caused the whole thing to rise. Doesn't take a whole lot of leaven to let it rise. And if you put the leaven in there, just let the bread set, it'll rise. That's what you have to do. Put a little leaven. What we do is just stick it in the oven. But you put the leaven there. Granny, she will make that bread and kneel it and she will let it sit for a while. That's the way they used to do it. Of course, we don't do that there. You make bread, you just cut it out, biscuits, and put it in the oven, roll the biscuits. They let it set in the pan for a while. And the longer you let it set, the more it rise. And the more it rises, the more air, it becomes more fluffy and all that. Sure it does. That's what makes it rise. And as long as you allow that little leaven to stand in you, the more air you have, the more self-righteous, the more you think you're just right, the more you think you're suffering because you're right, you're suffering because you're wicked. Hallelujah. This is a wicked generation. It ain't doing right. Hallelujah. That's why we have to be constantly reminded. That's why we must purge. That's why we must search our lair for the leaven. We must constantly, all day, during the day, just a little leaven in our mind, it causes us to become leaven. We swell up, we rise up. We rise up against Yah. We rise up against His standards. We rise up against His ordinance. We rise up against His deliverance. And that's just the way we do it. We just got to have enough integrity of honesty. And say, it's me, oh Yah. I need help. That's you need help. Hallelujah. That's exactly what it is. And as we rise up, a little leaven, just a little bit, leaven, across the whole lump to rise. And that is the truth. When you find yourself rising up against the way of Yah, when He commands us what to do, if your brother or sister sinned against you, you forgive them. Hallelujah. If you have ought against your brother or sister, you let you give down at the altar and go get it right. See, when you rise up, when you got leaven in you, you rise up against that. You don't even do that. That's wickedness, brothers and sisters. You all hear me? You're wicked as hell. I don't care what you think. I don't care how you justify. You can't justify wickedness. I don't care who you are. You cannot. You're wrong. We justify Yah because the Lamb of Yahweh has justified us before Yah. And that's what you do, brothers and sisters. You understand? The leaven will cause your mind to rise up, your attitude to rise up, your arrogance, your haughtiness, your wickedness. That's what it calls. That's what leaven is. It's a rising of the sin and the wickedness, the defiance of Yah. Hallelujah. That's what it does. And that is the truth. Hallelujah. It says in Vayiran. It says in the book of Leviticus. Vayiran. I want to read this quickly. Hallelujah. Chapter 23 and verse 1. Again now, this is the hug of Yahweh. This is Shabbat. And Yah spoke He Dabar to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, the Moedim of Yah, which you shall proclaim to be a Mikra Kodash, even these are my Moedim. Is that not what He tells Moshe? He said, these are mine. This doesn't belong to us. It belongs to Him. The Moedims of Yah, they belong to Him. Now He has invested in this. You understand? There are times that are fixed exclusively by Yah. Has nothing to do with man or religion. 6 days shall work be done. But the seventh day is the Shabbat Shabbaton. A rest. It is a Mikra Kadosh. Kadosh, you shall do no work therein. It is the Shabbat. And Yahweh is the Shabbat of Yahweh. In all your dwellings, you should not even do any labor or anything at all. Verse 4. These are the Moedim of Yah, even Mikra Kadoshim, which you shall proclaim in their season. In the 14th day of the first month at evening is Yahweh's Peshach. Again, He reminds us, Yahshua is the Lamb of Yah. He is the Say of Yahweh. That's who Yahshua is. It is Yahweh's Peshach. And on the 15th day of the same month is the Hag Mitzvah to Yahweh. 7 days you must eat Mitzvah. The first day you shall have a Mikra Kadosh. You shall do no servile work therein. The first day you do no work of Mitzvah. That's what Yah command. But you shall offer an offering made by fire to Yahweh 7 days. And in the 7th day of the Mikra Kodesh, you shall do no servile work. And Yahweh Dabar to Moshe, saying, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when you be come into the land which I give you, and shall reap the harvest thereof, then you shall bring a sheaf and omer, offering of the first fruit of your harvest to the Kohen. It was the time that you brought a gift unto the Kohen, and this, the green barley and all of that, it represented is the beginning of the production of the season of Yah. As we look in the gardens, we can see the beauty of the plants, how they're growing, the cabbages, the broccoli, and everything. As I look at that rapina broccoli today, the little thing in the trays, it was the little root system were bound. And then I looked the other day by my house as it has just blossomed, the strength of it. It looks bold and it looks strong. Hallelujah. You understand why plants give off seeds, brothers and sisters? Because when it's stressed, the more you stress a plant, the more seeds that it will produce. And that's the truth. And when we are in trials and tribulation, we produce more seed. It is a way of survival for the plants. That's what you do. And so we in the tribulation, the more stress we under, the more trials of affliction, then the more fruit of Sadiqah that we ought to produce. If you are being tried, brothers and sisters, you ought to produce more fruit. Not this damn hardness of wickedness, your expression look like someone without the fear of Yah. When you are suppressed, you ought to produce more fruit. That's the truth. Hallelujah. And you shall wave the sheaf before Yah to be accepted for you on the morrow after the Shabbat, the second day, and the Kohen shall wave it. And you shall offer the day that day when you wave the Omer, a male lamb without blemish, on the first year of the burnt offering of Yah. So we lift our hands as we offer the Omer unto Yah, and we offer up the say unto Yah, and that says, Yahshua, the Lamb of Almighty Yah, because He is the price paid. He is the perfect offering unto Yah, and He is sufficient for Yisrael. He is enough for us. And so as we gather before Yah, as we raise our hands, the Omer offering unto Yah, it is one that we offer up Todah unto Yah, for Yahshua, the Lamb of Yisrael. Hallelujah. We offer up accolades of worship and praise unto our Abba. For the word of Yah is true. And it is for all Yisrael to hear and to understand. I do want to read this in Devarim, but I don't have time tonight because it would take me some time to finish this. But I do want to read a couple more scriptures before we close. Turn back to Shemoth. Leviticus 23:15. Yah says, and you shall keep Hag Mitzvah, and you shall eat Masvah 7 days as I command you. In the time appointed of the month Abib, for in that end you came out of Mizraim, and none shall appear before me Rikon, empty, in vain, without anything. Now this is what Yah said, you don't appear before Him empty. So you don't appear before Yahweh empty. You bring your offering to Him. What did the widow bring? Well, she brought all that she had. She brought her praises, her todah unto Yah. Come on, brothers and sisters. Some of you all don't ever praise Yah in here. Some of you sisters have grown cold and hardened. You look cold. You look hard. Some of you brothers, there's nothing that flowed from you. That's not Yah. That's not Yah. It's a wickedness there. It's something that is not right. Your mind is not set right. I'm telling you all. For all that Yah has done, this offering, this say, Yahshua, and yet that the only thing we offer is nothing but this muted type of expression, something is wrong with you. Something is twisted in your mind. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When I figure of the Tav of Yah and all that He has done for me. Come on, you don't even think of that. That's why you can't shout, Hallelujah, Hallelujah. You said it with your damn lips sealed because your own wickedness will not allow you to say it. It is your own damn wickedness that bind your mouths. Don't tell me, Yah. What am I thinking of the mighty works of Yah's done? Come on, a wretched, damnable thing like us that He offered up His say, and we sit here muted before Yah like fools out of hell. Come on. What a man even think about the tongue of Yah and all the works that He's done. There's something that shakes His nephesh is in with parts. And we sit before Yah and we don't even respond. We are wicked as hell. I don't take nothing back. You got a damnable wickedness in you. Get excited over a hamburger, a piece of chicken. Hallelujah. Think about the tongue of Yah. A soul shout. The price Yahshua paid. I don't care what I'm going through. I don't care about what thing, what trial. You don't even have no trials. This is nothing. This is nothing we in this land is going through. That's why Yah's going to bring it down. I'm telling you, brothers and sisters, we are an unappreciative, muttering, wicked that people that call on our wizards and our peepers and our mutters. We're calling on spirits of hell and you don't even realize it. Much is given, much is required. We're unappreciative to Yah. Hallelujah. Think about all the mighty works He's done in you. And you sit with your wickedness. Hallelujah. When a man has breath, when a man has the life of Yah in him, He let everything that has breath praise Yah. See, when you hear the word of Yah, then you shout hallelujah, amen, because it creates the emunah, it creates the faith of Yah. It brings about the power of His truth in you. You resist it with your own hardness and your own wickedness. That's why you better begin to search from this day until next. You better begin to search your heart, and you better begin to cry out and stop your damn self-righteous wickedness, as though that you are being persecuted for the sake of Sadiqa. You're liars, and you're full of lies. You've been persecuted for your own wickedness. You're suffering because of your own sins and your own self-righteousness. Come out. I'm not going to feel sorry for us. Hallelujah. Even in this country, we die well. Sister Jayla died well. She died in the care of her parents. She died in a home. She died. It didn't make her any difference whether she was cool or not. Hallelujah. And there are those that die in utter filth, can't even bathe in this wicked. It's amazing how the little children pray. They pray up here. They pray, yeah, we told you for having water to bathe. You think that these little words, they don't understand what is being said, even though they don't even know the actualities or the realities of what's taking place. And we sit here like muttered peepers and wizards of hell. We grumble in our wickedness and our own inward parts. We can't give Yah praise. Come on. Let's say that God for our sins. I'm not going to play with us. You looking for some charlatan, you better run from here. Because I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to prophesy smooth things to you. I'm not going to say smooth things. And I'm not going to use smooth words for us either. We are callous people. We are hard. We're hard on Yah. We drive Him. We drive His we drive our Abba. It's almost like a son or daughter just drive their parents. They know they're merciful and kind, and they just drive them, and they push them until the mom or the daddy say, that's it. And they lay the hammer down with vengeance. And that is what we have done. Hallelujah. We shall keep the hog mitzvah of Yah for 7 days. We shall not eat any. We shall eat masa. He has commanded this unto us in this month Abib, and we're in the month of Yah Abib in this hour. That's what we're in. The new year of Yah, not the pagan year of man or the Gregorian or the Gregorian, either way you want to enunciate it, but in Yah's time. And in His time, His Hag, His Mo'adim, His feasts, His days are for Him. That's when Yah truly inhabit the praises of His Kiddushim. Come on, it should be a time of great praises, of shouting and dancing. Because we know that there's no leaven. We say, look at me, Daddy. Look at me, Abba. Look at me, Abba. There's nothing. There's no ought against my sister, my brother. My mind is pure, my lamb. Look at me, the cleansing power of Yahshua. Come on, brothers and sisters. This is not something that is a plaything. This is real. This is genuine. Hallelujah. Well, it's just an I God. Well, people do that all the time, don't they? They perform things according to words, don't they? Do they not? You go to a job, do you not perform it according to the specs of the job? So Yah's giving us specs right here. We must do it according to Him because He is the Most High One. We can't do it any other way. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We better begin from this moment, begin to search ourselves, search our hearts, the phoniness, the superficialness, the wickedness. Search your heart and get the damn trash out. It's damnable trash. I use that expression, the damn, because it's going to damn you. It's going to damn you in hell. It's going to damn you in hell. It damns you. It damns your mind, your inability that you can't even press beyond that. It damns you. It puts you on the bondage. That's why you seek out wizards and peepers, and those are the same spirits you have. You don't want to seek out the wise counsel of the Torah of Yah. That's what we do. And so we go and we find someone we can mutter to. We can growl and growl and tell them. Rebuke them, brothers and sisters. Come to me. You won't come to me because you know what I would do. I'll get everybody. Find out how truthful you are. Okay, go get her then. Okay, go get her. No. Go get her. I'll tell you what. Diggy made it come here. Go. Come here, Dig. Go get sister and that sister. Go get that brother. Bring them in.
We'll find out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. No, you don't want to come to a righteous man, because you know he's going to make a righteous assessment, judgment. You want to go to someone that you can mutter with and growl and blah, 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 blah. Hallelujah. Yah barak you all. Bless you all that are listening. May Yah barak you all. May He strengthen you all. May He cause His light to shine upon you and fill your love with great delight, that you may have Him above all things. Hallelujah. May He cause Israel, the light of Yahshua, to shine in Israel, that we rejoice greatly in the mighty works of Yah. In all things we do, barak you all. We bless you for Yahshua. Help us and keep us strong in the Emunah. Bless and all those that are listening, I pray. Touch all of your people in Yahshua's name. Hallelujah. 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 Hallelujah.